I just wanted to share a little bit on God's abundance. Maybe, or would say more like the aspects of God and his abundance in the Bible. Yes, or verses on stuff that he is, how abundant he is. Anyway, turn to Psalm 31.
We're just going to see a few verses on just things that that's written about his abundance and how abundant he is in everything. That's more like it. So Psalm 31, verse 19. It says, "Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men." So his goodness is great. Look at Psalm 36, verse 7, it says, "How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness is to the upright in heart." So again, we see his excellent loving kindness. We see they shall abundantly be satisfied. And the fountain with thee is the fountain of life. In 37, verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." So his heart is to give us, part of his abundance is to give us the desires of our heart. Verse 11. "But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace." In Psalm 103, verse 1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." So, again, he says that his, you know, part of his abundance is that he forgives all our sin and heals all our diseases. In 145, oops, yeah, Psalm 145. Verse 8, it says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great mercy." In verse 9, "The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works." So he's gracious and he's full of compassion. In verse 13, let's see. Yeah, 13. "The kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that he bowed down. The eyes of all that wait upon thee, thou giveth thee them their meat in due season. Thou openeth thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, and all the wicked will he destroy. So he upholds us. He upholded all that fall. And he gives them their meat in due season. He openeth his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. And another one is he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him or respect him. Mm-hmm. So he's always looking to take care of us, basically, in the biggest way. It's always all and, you know, just in a bountiful way. In 147, verse 3, he heals the broken heart. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Another part of his abundance, he's healing us and healing our broken hearts. In Isaiah 58, and these are just a few. I mean, the few that I go over is this much. Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many more, but these are just showing his abundance in everything he does and everything he wants. In chapter 58, in verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like the watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And let's go to John. Let's get into the John 10:10. We've heard of that verse before. It says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." That's God's heart. And Jesus Christ spoke that, what was available and what he wanted to do and what we have. He wants us to have a more abundant life in every single way. Spiritually, physically, soul life, and whatever that word is. What's that word? Zoe or something?
Soho.
Soho, that's it. So, yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Now, what's the definition of that?
Sozo is to be made whole.
Whole.
Or Zoe is life.
Yeah.
In all its fullness. Right?
In all its fullness, yeah. In Mark, no, forget Mark. We're skipping that one. I took a couple out. And I added,
that's what you were doing before.
I did it at home, but I had to add. So let's skip that. We don't need to go there. We don't need to go there. But let's go to Acts. In Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. God's, it's another part of his abundance. He's given us Holy Spirit. You know, I mean, that's the grand poopah of everything, but that is what he's given us, Holy Spirit. And in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, it says, "For if one by one man's offense death reigned by one, but much more they receive abundance of grace, and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by Jesus Christ." So we have an abundance of grace, the gift of righteousness, part of his abundance. In Romans, Romans 6. Did you notice I did these all in order to make it easy? They really didn't make a difference, so I'm like,
yeah.
Why do this the whole time?
Yeah.
I'm like, Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is
eternal life."
Eternal life. Now that's abundance.
Eternal.
Yeah, that's eternal. All right, and then Romans 15. God's always looking to bless us, give us, take care of us. He doesn't want us to have any lack.
Romans 15?
In any category. Romans 15. I should get that. And verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's a lot in that verse. God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope. I looked up the definition for abound. Now I forgot. I forgot to write it down. But it's like, what is it? It's like many or a lot of something.
Exceedingly abundant.
It's an exceeding amount of many. I forget what it was. It was kind of a weird definition, but it just basically meant, so abounding is a lot. It's a lot. In 2 Corinthians, so that's joy, peace and believing, and power of the Holy Ghost. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Is that the right one? Okay. I'm at 1 Corinthians. I said 2nd, right? In 2 Corinthians. I was in 1st.
Think you said 2nd.
I said 2nd, right? Yeah. But I went to 1.
Oh.
Hold on a second. 2 Corinthians. Verse 3. Verse 3. Blessed be the God, even the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. So he's the God of all comfort. Not that much, but all of it. And then in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and it says, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. God is an abundant God. And in Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians 1. Come in. Wait a second. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with some, just a few, maybe one or two, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. And verse 8, wherein he hath abounded. You notice that word abounded just keeps coming up, and that was, I wish I wrote down the definition. I forgot to. But that word comes up a lot, right? Abounding or abounded.
Yeah.
But anyway, one day somebody can figure it out later. But wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. So again, it's all wisdom. He given it all, wants to have it all, fills us with everything, just, it's all there. There's nothing we don't have. In Ephesians 3, verse 19. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with a few,
no.
a little,
no.
some,
all.
all the fullness of God. All of it. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Think about it. And the last verse is Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. So that's basically it. I mean, I wrote on the back, but really I don't have to do this. I wrote this. I was just going to. But we, well, I guess I'll do it. Since it wasn't a long teacher, right?
No, you're good.
Right. Keep going. So these are just the highlights. Some of the things we, just a few of the things. It was his great kindness, how excellent his loving kindness. He abundantly satisfies. He gives us all the desires of our heart, gives us an abundance of peace, forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. He's gracious and full of compassion. He's good to all. He satisfies our desire. He heals the brokenhearted and binds their wounds, satisfies our soul. Jesus Christ came that we can have life more abundant. I don't know if I did, but fills us. No, I didn't. Acts. That's what I was going to ask for. He fills us with Holy Spirit. He filled us with. Yeah. We got God's Holy Spirit. So that was Acts. He gives us an abundance of grace. Gave us eternal life. I didn't go over that.
Yeah, you did.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I did, because he's a. All right, I did. You're right. I did. Fills us with. But he gives eternal life, fills us with all joy and peace. He's the God of all comfort. He's our sufficiency in all things. Bless us with all spiritual blessings. Abounded toward us in all wisdom. Filled us with all the fullness of God and supplies all of our needs. So that's just a few of things of God's abundance. That's it. Done.